As of Monday morning, about 1.2 million voters mailed it in, and 659,000 took advantage of early voting, which wrapped up on Saturday. Democrats used a final weekend surge to exceed Republicans by 20,000 in early voting, while the GOP led by 65,000 in absentee ballots cast. Carol Weissert, a political scientist at Florida State University, feels the increase in pre-election day voting does not necessarily mean the overall vote count will be up from years past. It could mean, she says, that campaigns need to get their message out a lot earlier.
Generally, people who vote early or absentee would have voted anyway. So sometimes it's a substitute rather than an addition. So if indeed we see more people voting in person, then that'll be quite terrific.
Meanwhile, the numbers are up in Escambia County, according to election supervisor David Stafford.
When you combine the mail ballots that we've gotten in, we're already at 14% turnout. We'll still have some late arriving vote by mail ballots, and that'll add to that total. And then, of course, once the polls open at 7 a.m. on Tuesday, we'll have all of those votes to add to that total.
About 15 to 20 minutes after the polls close at 7 o'clock Tuesday evening, the early voting and almost all of the vote by mail totals will be released. Traditionally, says Stafford, a candidate leading at that point tends to hold on to that lead.
Depending on the election, it's sometimes half, sometimes more than half of the votes that are cast during that early period. But you tend not to see wild, huge shifts, barring some fantastic issue that cropped up between the time that early voting ended and the time that election day begins.
Next door in Santa Rosa County, which has just over 130,000 registered voters, about 15,000 early and by-mail ballots have been cast also as of Monday morning. That's an 11% turnout. The county's early voting period ran for 13 days, and Supervisor Tappy Villain says the turnout was good.
In 2014, so our last midterm primary election, we only had about 14.75% turnout overall. So I do anticipate this to be much higher than what we saw in 2014. And I think a lot of it attributes to people are choosing to vote early.
In a bit of multitasking, Villain's office, along with the other 66 election supervisors across Florida, will be finishing up preparations for Tuesday's primary while beginning work on the ballot for the November 6th general election.
It will have not only candidates, but it will have all of the amendments on there. We also have to train poll workers in about the middle to the end of September, and basically all of the things that we've been working on for the primary will turn right back around and do for the general.
The November ballots are currently in a sort of legal limbo. The Florida Supreme Court will hear multiple legal arguments regarding the proposed amendments from the Constitution Revision Commission. There's no word on when the court will rule, so Escambia County's David Stafford says all they can do for that part of the ballot is watch and wait.
Right now, our mock layout has all of the amendments on the ballot. As we get closer and closer to that final stage, we'll certainly get some communication that says this one stays, this one comes off. And sometimes that happens, unfortunately, after we go to production on our ballots, and then we have to put in contingency plans.
The key to making sure your vote counts is making sure you know where to go to cast that ballot. Stafford points to a couple of the larger polling locations, which have been changed since the 2016 election cycle.
Precinct 26, which is the old St. Anne's Catholic Church, that's shifted over to the fairgrounds. And then East Hill, two polling locations, 40 and 41. They're at the Cathedral of the Sacred Heart over on 12th Avenue. And then another one is Woodham Middle School. We've had to move down the street to Burgess Road Baptist Church.
More information on how, where, and when to vote, both on Tuesday and on November 6th, can be found at your County Supervisor of Elections website. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.